What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those who Wiggy thinks are wasting their time by reading, the title of that Grisham book is The Boys from Biloxi. So I had to go back and take a look at that.
No, I didn't say that people are wasting their time. People who read, they got to let everybody know that they read.
They're so like, it's like dry January?
It's like, oh, yeah, you know, how many books? I'm reading this new book right now. It's 17,000 pages.
Right.
You know, you don't read?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, I would also add
the words? No, because you know what? After about the first page, page and a half, I'm like, all right. I'm bored out of my mind. I'll watch it. I'll do what Curtis does. Hey, can I get the documentary somewhere?
Right. And I would also add, people that read and people that hire personal trainers never shut up about their personal trainer.
I feel like if there were a book that told the life story of Foxy Red or something, then you would
Sexy
be
Red?
Sexy
no.
Red.
No.
Maybe Ice Spice?
No. I still would do it. I love... I believe it's on BET. It's like Unsung. It tells the stories about, you know, musicians and how they get... I would rather watch that than...
Than read.
Than read about it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I watched the Rick James story. I'd rather do that than read the Rick James book.
It's a Bruins Thursday, and every Thursday at this time, we give a little bit of time to the Boston Bruins with Mike Milbury. And Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by findmassmoney.gov. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I want to talk about books a little bit because
yes.
I've been listening to you guys.
Yes.
I mean, I like to read. And, you know, I talked to my hairdresser down here in Mathley, and she recommended this book. Her name is Jackie. And I found out that this book was just north of soft porn. The whole thing was about some woman getting excited.
Oh, good
Jackie,
smart.
You're a trollop. Wait till I see you the next time I need my haircut.
Well,
and the other thing is, Wiggy, if I was the judge about the room selection thing, you'd be guilty. You'd be guilty.
He would be guilty.
Knew it.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, some said...
That's low.
Somebody on, I think it was a text line or maybe in the Twitch chat, said the actual douche move is Courtney... putting her luggage in a room before anybody else gets there.
Nope. Everybody was there.
But no, it was just me, you and I.
I have no problem. You should pick the room. You are the, it's, I said it before, it's chivalry.
No, it's 2025.
We make fun of Greg. We make fun of Greg a lot. Greg got there, said what room's available, and just walked down into it.
Yeah. I'm no fuss. I really am, honestly, just I'll sleep on the couch.
I treat Courtney just like I would treat anybody
else. I sleep on the air mattress, but it doesn't stay inflated. but, yeah. All right, listen, they strung a couple wins together here, Mike Milbury.
They are very improbable wins, actually. I mean, Swayman was incredible in Florida. They made 107 shot attempts in that game, which is ridiculous. And most of the game was played in their end. I think in both the Tampa and the Florida game, they iced it about a dozen times in each game. It was really hanging on. Swayman, again, was brilliant against Tampa. Tampa sort of tripped coming out of the gate and gave him the win. But I saw the comments by Cam and Charlie Jacobs about they're going to make a decision at the trading deadline on what to do. Well, they can't be serious about that. I mean, they're power play penalty kill ratio is terrible. Their goal differential in the Eastern Conference is the second worst. Only Pittsburgh's is worst in the conference. They're hanging on with game. The other teams have games in hand. They could very well fall out of the playoff position. They should be, if anything, they should be thinking, we're going to accumulate draft picks and then put some pressure on the scouting staff or expand it if you have to. They need to find some gems in the third and fourth round that they didn't expect to pick up, because they need to fill the holes in the middle of the ice, and that's the only way you're going to do it. You're not going to be able to go out and buy it. We've just found that out by the attempted free agent signing of Lindholm, who's a serviceable player. But when I look at the roster, there's goaltending, which is now coming back to where we thought it would be. I'm a little disappointed in McAvoy, and Lindholm hasn't played much, but they should be a pretty good unit. And then they have a couple of quality players, Marchand and Pasternak up front, and they got to be productive if this team's going to win. They have to be productive, because beyond that, you have serviceable players, but not players of excellence. Let's face it. So they have to find some players of excellence to compete. I mean, you take a look at the Western Conference and a team like Edmonton with McDavid and Drysdale, there's no way they're in the same boat as them. They have to find quality, elite-level players if they want to get back to where they think they want to get back. And everybody knows their intentions are good. They spend enough money, but it's just the execution. And they fell into a hole when Krejci and Bergeron left. And they're crawling out of it right now.
Well, Mike, Cam Neely's exact words were that there's two paths and they're going to figure out if they're buyers or if they're going to retool. Can you explain to me what he means by retooling and what that would actually entail with this team?
I don't know what it means to him, but for me, retooling would be selling. I mean, it's either buying or selling. I mean, retooling, you can shuffle the deck, but in my mind, they gave up all these draft picks over the last few years. They've got to get some of them back, even if they're not first round picks. There are a lot of gems in later rounds. We've seen that. I mean, Marchand's not a first round pick. There are a lot of guys that aren't first round picks. I mean, it's just you got to be good and you got to be lucky and you got to have enough patience to let some of these guys that are going to be drafted develop for a year or two. It's going to be a process before they get back to the elite level.
But it sounds like to me your opinion is on January 16th that they need to be sellers. Like this one, it's not happening right now.
It's not happening. I mean, they had a 6-game losing streak. They won 2 games in an improbable fashion, and it really is part of the whole equation now. As I mentioned, goaltending, defense, which has been, you know, somewhat suspect lately, but hopefully when McAvoy and Lindholm get back, it'll button down. And then they're going to have to spice up their special teams, which have been dreadful all year long. But if you're looking at that formula as a formula for winning a Stanley Cup, I beg to differ.
I mean, one bright light, I like seeing Frederick go after Liljeberg on Tuesday night.
I don't question their courage. I don't question their attitude or their willingness to go after it. I just question the amount of talent that they possess. And that, you know, we've seen it all over the place. You can see it in the New England Patriots. If you don't have the talent, you're not going to go very far. I mean, this team has enough talent to be in the right where they are, in the middle of the pack. I think they're seventh in the conference and in danger of going down as well as going up. But it's not a team that you feel comfortable that they're definitely going to be in the playoffs and they're definitely going to win at least a round. It's just not that type of team. So for me, you're either buying or you're selling. I don't know what Cam means by retooling. He may have a way to define that. But for me, retooling means setting up for another draft that, that hopefully your guys can come up big and you can pluck somebody at certainly the center position, which needs shoring up.
Mike, hypothetically speaking, you would be the best person possibly to ask this question. If you were the general manager of a hockey team and two players, which used to be best friends, turned into frenemies, would you be aware of it?
I would hope so. I'd like to think so. I mean, certainly if I were coach, I would be aware of it. You're a player, and so you're right at the level of everybody else in the room. Then you're the coach. You're one step removed. The manager is a step removed further from that. But you would think there'd be enough intelligence and cooperation in the room to let people know that there was a potential problem. I have no idea if there's any problem or not. I mean, certainly they've tried to douse it with water, but as far as awareness is concerned, I would say certainly if I were coaching, I'd be aware of it. And certainly if I'm a general manager, I'd expect my coach to share that with me if I didn't know it already.
Mike, how do you sell to a passionate Bruins fan base that you're a team that you're probably going to be sellers and you have guys like Pasta, Marchand, McAvoy, Lindo, like you're a team with a good veteran core?
It's just take a look at the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the way they've played throughout the course of the season. Take a look at you know, the lack of centers that are of quality offensive production. It's just not there. Take a look at the goal differential. Take a look at the special teams. It's just, you know, take a look at the statistics and goals down the line. Besides Marchand and Pastrnak, it's not very pretty.
But you're not saying that they're underachieving. You're saying they don't have the talent.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying they're right, spot on where they should be. Yeah. They're a bubble team, and they'll. And the statistics will tell me that, but my eyeballs tell me that too. You guys watched the games against Florida. Florida was all over them. The possession of the puck was lopsided. They got a good start against Tampa, and then they fell back, and Tampa made a run at them, and they wound up getting a couple of empty netters. But it was not a resounding win. It was a much needed win in both cases, but it was not like, wow, they've got it figured out.
So how do you go from a couple years ago being, you know, setting NHL records to now you're a team that's sellers
on the bubble?
You're not even on the bubble because you could potentially be out, but you've turned into, with relatively the same guys, a team that is now retooling or rebuilding, whatever the hell word that Cam wants to use.
Yeah. Well, from that team, you know, Taylor Hall was on it, I guess, for a while. He's gone. All the free agents
were gone.
You lost Bergeron and Krejci. Yeah, there was like a half dozen impactful players. I'm not saying all of that group was, you know, over the top all-star, but there was a lot of loss of talent. And the guys that we know, Bergeron and Krejci, who were just picked on the quarter century team or whatever the hell it is, which makes no sense to me to make quarter century teams.
Love them or hate them, you got rid of DeBrusk.
I know that there's been guys that have left,
but I think at the time when we talked about a lot of these guys, people were ready to move DeBrusk out of here. People were ready to move Taylor Hall out of here. I'm just saying that it's a massive fall, because I guess you added some plays, but it's just a massive fall for this team that you go from potentially cup contender to now retooling.
Yeah. The hope was that Lindholm would become a top-line center, and we talked about this. He played with some awfully good players in Calgary to get his points. He's not a bad player, but he's not a great player, and he's not a top-line center. And Zadorov he's a useful player. Is he, you know, whatever they paid him, $6 million a year, is he that level? I don't know. He's sort of, lumbering out there most of the time. And he's not a big offensive threat. He hits some guys pretty hard because he's huge. But, you know, did he make a big difference in their defensive structure? I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, Mike. By the way, we are moving closer to the North Shore Roadshow at your sister's restaurant night before, and you found us a spot up there, which I think we're going to try to make happen. So,
All right, great. I'm going to go on a scouting trip this week to see it.
And I believe you said that you're going to be behind the bar at your sister's restaurant when we do the night
before. That's where you want me to be. I'll be there, Greg.
All right. The great Mike Milbury. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. And here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Timeout Market Boston. The Celtics had a tough night in Toronto, 110-97, the final. The three-pointers weren't falling for the Celtics last night. They made just 16 of their 46. And when it came to defense, they weren't good there either. They're off tonight before taking on the Magic tomorrow at the TD Garden.
Raptors have 10 wins?
Eight. Yeah.
Chime? What?
I thought it was like
no,
eight.
They had 9. I think they now have 10.
Now they have 10.
Yeah.
And you're the defending NBA champion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
you ish the bed.
Everybody tells me, wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Nobody plays this time of the NBA season.
Yeah,
don't worry
does.
About it, Greg.
They can turn it on.
Missoula told us they had great intentionality after the last game. Whatever the hell that means.
Some crazy news out of Miami. Conor McGregor has been sued for sexual assault at a Heat game back in 2023. The lawsuit comes nearly 2 years after McGregor was first accused by this woman of sexually assaulting her in the bathroom after Game 4 of the NBA Finals.
The bathroom video that
yes.
they have, right?
Yep. Yeah. The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. The Texans will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30.
Some people say that this is the best weekend of football all year.
Well, if that game lives up to the hype, when you have the two the definite two MVPs dueling each other, yes. One of them has to take the Chiefs out, by the way. Whoever gets through has got to take the Chiefs.
Well, I'm AABC.
I am too. Oh, you are?
Yep.
What does that mean?
It means always be closing.
I thought it meant anything but Chiefs.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
so
what
I'm
on.
I am anything but Chiefs. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the show before.
All right.
Or not.
WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And experience the essence of Boston's cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. We are nestled in lovely Brighton. It is 22 degrees right now. Feels like 18. Afternoon high will be 30.
Quality check on Hill Notes this morning, Curtis?
Not bad. Not really? Bad at all. And Santos waning in his involvement,
okay,
so I think
right.
we'll all be happy.
Excellent.
And
all
angry
right.
Principal Dave shockingly reappears.
Oh. How do you stand? Angry Principal Dave had a good Hill Note yesterday.
Yeah,
he did.
Is there a limit on how often you can leave a voice note?
No. I guess
you're the expert. You love Hill Notes.
Yeah, I think that's that's the purpose of Hill Notes. Leave as many as you want.
Okay.
Right?
Play the same person?
Yeah.
Why not?
Where was the guy yesterday, though, that usually has the background music?
I don't know.
I missed him.
Wow. Yeah,
that guy has high production value in his Hill Notes.
He's
excellent
really good.
Job by him.
We always know an angry Principal Dave that it's going to end with a curse. A shot.
Well, yes. 100%.
And to be fair, we'd probably rather Dave leave the note than actually call in.
So amen to that.
And reminder, speaking of production, new intro day Monday, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be working on it over the next couple days. It'll be ready for Monday.
Smack dab, 6 a.m., brand new intro finally for this show in 2025.
Yes, sir.
The biggest event this Monday.
He will be right back.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Shine banger, absolute banger.
That song rips.
Coming up at 10, Jones and Keefe. And before we get out of here, we got to get to your best Hill notes of the morning. Reminder that you can leave when the spirit moves you, you can leave a voice note for us at any time on the Odyssey app. New feature that the Odyssey, the fine engineers and app people at Odyssey created, in which one can leave a message at any point on any topic whenever you feel like it. So
credit to those people, whoever was in that brainstorm and said,
oh,
I've
like
got
it?
An idea.
You're very
yeah.
happy about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And right. I think this thing of playing back messages.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like landing on the moon here, but
it really is.
I'm really interested in the reaction.
Really, honestly.
Well, some would say we never actually landed on the moon.
And I would also like to thank the
don't say that to one astronaut, Sean,
Buzz,
or you get punched by Buzz Aldrin.
That's true.
What?
I would also say to the people that are enraged daily by the existence of a building and a company they used to work for, thank you for tweeting it, Glenn, because a lot of people that enjoyed it when you did it were made aware of our segment. So free publicity.
Very happy about it.
Yeah, God bless you.
I need that Buzz Aldrin audio now. You can't, Sean, I can't bring that up without you playing the dope who decided to ask Buzz Aldrin if it was fake that he landed on the moon.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
Will
I
you
misrepresented
get it
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Awesome.
Wiggy, that's what you're asking for all the time.
All the time.
Is you can say whatever you want, and then you invite me to introduce your face to my fist.
That's it.
That is what you are saying.
Sometimes those are the repercussions. Wasn't Danielle, though, a big not
moon,
walking on...
Moon truther?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe her
Rich Keith
and Rich Keefe.
And Rich is, too. Yeah.
Like,
Rich,
they don't believe that Rich anybody's walked on the moon.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Chime. Let them rip.
Hey, Joe Mazzulla. Could you stop taking coaching tips from Coach Wiggins? You guys look like the Brockton Boxers out there last night.
It's concerning. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm not concerned.
It's a team that had they got their 10th win against you.
Yeah.
Like, and you're the defending NBA champs.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's weird with the best coach.
Yeah, with the best coach in the NBA.
Hey, Greg. Nice to see that you're bringing a little lady down to Miami with you. The one question I have is, does her high school accept written absentee notes by you?
Not in high school.
Nope. Very mature.
Not, right.
She is.
You're right. She's in college, like Drake May's
she
girlfriend.
She's not in college.
Her fiance.
She's not.
Greg's chaperoning anyway, so it works.
Lindsay's an old soul.
She is an old soul.
Yeah.
100%.
Greg's just old.
Coaching clinic? Really? Settle down, you little Teletubby.
Oh.
Have you ever heard Scheim more excited than when Bill O'Brien invited him to their coaching clinic this offseason?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a little joke about me being a nerd, and it worked out.
I can't wait till Scheim gets in the offensive team meeting room to install the play, because that's Billy O's going to. So he's going to have
If you were a player, wouldn't you look at Scheim and be like, who the F are you?
Well, so first what we need to do is we need to sit down, me and Billy, like Gruden's quarterback camp, and I need to whiteboard it, and he needs to rip it apart, and then we present it to the team.
Okay.
But you have to present it, so you have to say, all right, O-line, here's the protection that we're gonna utilize in this. Running backs, if it's play action, we're going to do this. We need to sell this. Receivers, whatever it is. So now you're going to have a bunch of these college athletes going, is this guy like a new offensive analyst?
No, they're going to say, this guy must be here to introduce QB Belly.
That's not necessary.
You should hire Jackson to be your quality control coach.
My get back guy?
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney, you put Santo down talking about his thing, and now you go out and sleep with three men in a cabin. I mean, what is this guy doing? God bless you.
It's a chalet.
Yeah, it's a chalet.
Not a cabin.
And we are not sleeping together.
No.
No,
we aren't.
And if we're being honest, there's five men in the chalet. So.
Well, there's only four beds, I think, in that
There's
place.
Bunk beds.
Yeah, there's one room that has a couple beds in it.
Eamon and Griff.
Oh, Eamon and Griff go bunk beds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple rooms downstairs. There's, what, three rooms downstairs?
Yeah.
So, Courtney, for someone who was a frequent flyer on the MDB Express on every day that ends in A, you should certainly know the difference between 2 inches and 7 inches.
Okay. All right. I mean, the time has passed.
Right. Yeah.
They're expired like cream cheese in my fridge.
Amen.
Like, enough of
this. And my MDBs were with significant others. You know, it wasn't like I was MDBing with randoms.
Right.
So,
thank you.
I mean, I didn't have different inches every time.
Okay.
I think that would have sounded better if you said a significant other.
Right.
Not significant
other. Yeah, significant other.
It's the dang plural.
But at least Santa was bigger than them all, like you said.
Yep.
College. Ain't it great?
It was.
The MDB.
Yeah.
You never had class at midday, or did you just
in between class?
Oh, in between. Yeah.
Right.
You don't need much time.
No.
Did you see that thing I sent you that the average time top 20 countries?
No.
I sent in the group chat.
What average time that men perform for?
Yeah. And we're America. We're in the top 5.
Really?
Yes. Send it in the group chat. What do you think the average time is, minute-wise?
That a man performs for?
Yes.
I mean, I guessed based on personal experience, probably 20, 25 minutes.
All right.
Is that average?
I would say, no.
I think you
that
literally
would be below average for me.
I would say.
That is well below average.
Oh.
So the average time for men lasting in bed, America is number 3 behind France and the United Kingdom at 7 minutes.
Really?
Yes, and the United Kingdom is number 1 at 7.6 minutes.
Is that including foreplay? Or?
It doesn't give me all that. And coming in at number...
a creepier thing was said. It was the way it came out.
That's what she said.
It was really... Does that include foreplay?
So this is a top 20.
I pride myself in my foreplay.
Greg, this is top 20. Turkey at number 20 is 3.7 minutes. 3 minutes, not even 4 minutes. Jesus.
I got to get that number up.
Anybody notice how Courtney dressed to the nines yesterday when Mr. Vrabel was visiting? And today she's back in casual clothing. Just saying.
I always dress up when we go to Gillette.
Yeah.
Right. I always have.
But you said it's more your mom who finds him to be a handsome man.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yeah. No, he's very handsome. I think we can all agree on that.
Handsome man.
And I think that it is good to have a good first impression with dressing appropriate at Gillette. And that's what I wanted to do. My mom did say, you know, in case there is a photo, make sure to dress well and take your glasses off.
All right.
Can we get Brittany on the show and have her record, did the woman marry a man with a small penis? She did. Boom roasted.
Boom roasted.
Good morning, morning show. I'm setting the over-under at 3 on how many times Greg hears this weekend in Miami. Hey, sir, can we help you and your daughter? And I'm going to take the over. Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, wait. I think you missed the shot at me there.
Yeah, there was no shot at you at the end.
Curtis, you're a touch hole.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say, that's not like angry principal.
There we go. Now everything is back in order.
That'll do it for today, Greg.
All right, Sean.
Okay, you said there weren't that many.
Wasn't that many.
About me.
It was like 4.
There was, penis-wise, there was only like 2 or 3.
No, yeah. There was like 4, and there was only 8. So 50% of them.
Well, it used to be 100.
It coming down.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm saying she came down from 100% to like 50%.
Yep.
There wasn't room. But there was.
All right. Well, you can leave a Hill note for us anytime, and we will play him back.
And in Courtney's case.
Okay, stop.
I'm sorry.
Sure. No, stop.
The shorter, the better.
The good news is, in my absence tomorrow, they will all be about me. So that you have.
I doubt it.
Really? That should be comforting.
No, I don't think so.
I would assume so.
We get hit with a few strays, but it's really at this point in time with Hill notes, and maybe that's why I love it so much. It's usually Curtis. Or Santo.
That's not right.
So on every day that ends in A.
Santo's not even on the show.
No, he doesn't get paid. He should get paid.
Right.
He should.
Right, he doesn't get paid.
Oh.
It's also not accurate. Like, it was just a confusing discussion or whatever.
I am keeping my mouth totally shut. Yeah. But let me tell you, what was it, 7 minutes?
Yep.
I would not be satisfied with that.
All right. There you go.
I wouldn't marry somebody that left me at 7 minutes.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
Okay.
So
he's like 3-4 times that.
What is the optimum time before you're like, get off me?
Oh.
As long as both of you complete the mission.
I see.
Okay. No, but honestly, what is the woman's...
This
is a big question that I have with my wife. And so, like, what is the... Because I feel like... 30 minutes is what...
If it takes Mrs. Wiggins 30 minutes, then it takes Mrs. Wiggins 30 minutes.
No, what I'm saying, like, 30 minutes is the time of the act. No foreplay, Shime included. And I think if you go 30 minutes, a woman is
a full hour,
satisfied. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're 7 minutes with they're saying we are, a woman's like, what just happened?
Right.
It's over?
They're faking it.
They're faking for the longer.
If there was one time where Fourier and I got into it where he was saying,
excuse me. What?
Oh, no. We were talking about something.
I don't do anything for you, Daddy.
And he said, oh, it's lazy if, you know, you say you don't have time. It only takes like 3 minutes. And I said, for you.
Right.
And
but he might have been right based on if the average time for American men is 7 minutes. I guess maybe 3 minutes is just a little bit below average.
Right. I mean, I feel like when it comes to you, it's 30 minutes. Marcus Freeman could probably get it done in 5.
Oh,
with Mrs. Wiggins.
Believe me. No, Mrs. Wiggins, 5 minutes is not going to satisfy her soul, no matter how good you look. So, Marcus, you better take some 5-hour energy or something. Get you some, what is it, vitamin D?
Well, that's probably what the missus would be getting.
Well, no, I mean, you know, something to keep him, you know, keep him going.
Right.
Minutes, that ain't going to happen.
Wow.
Minutes, shoot.
Oh, my.
That's the amount of time take to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
What? 5 minutes.
You never know. I mean, he may put the D in Dame. Like, you have no idea.
I mean, right.
You know, he's got like 5 kids, so, you know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well.
Yep.
Great job, everybody. We will be
so
right
fun.
Back. Jones and Keith coming up next, about 10 minutes from now. We'll find out what their frustration level is with the Boston Celtics, who were unsuccessful in their bid to beat a basketball team with 9 wins last night.
Yep.
And so Wiggy doesn't care. What are you laughing about?
I can just see somebody on the phone right now, and it's shocking.
Oh
my God, same.
Elliot.
Elliot? Let me see.
While we're getting Elliot the best text of the day, do yous ever talk sports or just sex and food?
All right. Good question.
All right. I would say majority sex and food.
Good question. You think it's...
I said this earlier. We're just trying to share a chuckle with people, you know, to start their day.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, nearly 6 years in, if you haven't figured out
right.
that this show is not a lot of X's and O's,
right.
then it's probably too late for you.
Greg, I'll put it this way. If we're talking box in one, it's not basketball.
But we had a lengthy conversation.
It's to-go box is what you mean, right? Yes.
Thank you.
A lengthy conversation on basketball in the three-point line.
Also, now that the pandemic is over, can we get rid of the you have to box your own to-go food at the table?
Yeah.
Can I tell you? I like doing it.
You do.
I also like doing it.
Because there's sometimes there'll be like one or two things on another plate that I would never have packed, but I put it into one.
Right.
It's specifically with James because he's so like, you know, there's random crap everywhere. You put it all in one container and you take it home.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I understand.
It's not the effort involved. It's just that I feel like people are trying to eat and have their dessert and then somebody else is like scraping all their food into
it becomes very messy.
Into the to-go box.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weird thing, but...
I'm with Curtis. I like it because then, you know, there are a bunch of things that you can take because sometimes...
From other people.
Well, sometimes it might be like if you're out and it's like, why leave that little piece? We could just throw it in the box and heat it up later.
Right. Or some bread. Uh-huh. Always good to bring home.
All right. You wanted to talk to Elliot. Do we know who our oldest listener is? It's probably the woman who went to 80 for Brady with Curtis.
Myrna.
Was she in her 80s?
Yeah.
Listen to the show every day.
And oddly enough, people thought I was her dad.
Elliot from Sharon is... How old are you, Elliot?
76.
Wow. Years young. And what are you calling about? Because Courtney was chuckling.
Well, she's talking about satisfaction and about sex and how long it takes to satisfy a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, what do you do if you wear the woman out?
Oh. Wow.
I mean, I have sex every day. I'd like to get my wife Teflon coated, but she won't let me.
Oh. That's impressive.
How old is the missus?
71.
Wow.
Good
that
for
is
you
impressive.
Guys.
That's a round
love.
Of applause.
Yeah.
I want to be like Elliot when I grow up. I ain't lying. I want to be just like you when I grow up. That's my biggest fear, to get to like a certain age and you just can't do it no more. But if Elliot's 76 and he's like...
76 every day.
And he's doing it every day. That is an inspiration.
Yeah.
That is an...
I don't take anything to hurt my body. I found natural things to help me.
All right. Great. What do you think about the socks, Elliot?
They haven't really spent any money.
Right.
I heard you guys talking about me, whether I eat food or watch sports and stuff. I eat natural stuff, and I watch all the sports, and my wife watches baseball and football with me.
Oof.
Wow. That's a great way to live, Elliot.
Sure. Hey, you guys are big fans of baseball, huh?
I love Elliot.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So does
thank you.
So does the missus.
I know.
Apparently.
That is impressive.
Nothing hotter than he walks into the room and drops the Depends.
Oh, nice.
No.
That was a funny one, though.
I would have sent a photo with Kim, both of us naked,
and said,
we just had sex.
Right. That is a funny one right there. Good for Elliot, though.
Yeah. I know, really.
That is impressive.
Why not, right?
Nothing gets you ready quite like Will Fleming.
76 and doing it every day.
Wow.
Imagine that.
It's a lot of pressure.
Oh, man.
I mean, but he's probably been doing it for a while, so to him it's like it comes natural.
I know.
And that's true love. Like, they've been together forever.
Yeah, and she still turns him on. That's the great thing about it.
Probably lost her virginity to him in the back of the stagecoach.
Oh, he could have been a late bloomer in life. You never know. There are a lot of people like that. Late bloomers. He could have been one, and now he's just, you know, making up for the time that he, you know, didn't really get it in when he was younger.
I have to give him credit though. I asked that Red Sox question seamlessly, got right into their spending.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he really did.
Curtis, what other show you know can do that?
I mean, can you get back to baseball, please?
Go from a 76-year-old man, you know, right? Blowing backs out every day to the back of the end rotation. You got to be careful at that age,
right?
Though.
Yeah,
you know,
hips
just yeah,
are
hips.
The same.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, hips and all types of stuff.
They don't lie.
No.
She shows up at the coffee shop in the morning. They're like, Ethel, you're back out again?
Oh, God. She's like, that damn Elliot again. 4 a.m. He won't be up.
Elliot. Get off me, Elliot.
That was poking.
Right. Talk about his. What's his midday bone? Like 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
I mean 9 a.m.?
You almost nailed that one. Almost nailed that one.
Let's restart.
That would have been a really good one.
Elliot, we might be busting your chops, Elliot.
I don't care if you love us or hate us. You're having fun.
I aspire to be like him at 76.
I don't like it. I prefer sports talk and sports talk only. I don't like laughing. I mean, Celtics lost last night, and these guys are talking about Elliot having sex with older women.
It's crazy.
And Greg, not to nitpick, but it's 9:55. You haven't given us the time once.
Celtics could have used Elliot.
We got to go.
Have a great trip.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Enjoy MIAO.
I'll miss you guys tomorrow. But we will all be back together on Monday. We're working on the holiday Monday. So
yeah, not to brag, you know.
Not to brag. But tomorrow morning at 6, these guys and Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you for your patronage.